Well, hello there. It's a new week, and it's episode 310 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. My name is Steve Webb. I'm your host, and it's good to have you with me today. Every Monday through Friday, I bring you two or three chapters of the Bible and a short devotional or commentary in about 10 minutes. We're reading through the Bible on three tracks. Track one is reading through the Old Testament. Track two is reading through the New Testament. And the third is reading through the books of poetry and wisdom. Each day alternates to one of those tracks, and each week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read. Today we're on track three, and we'll hear Job respond after hearing Bildad's remarks. We'll read Job chapters 9 and 10, and this week we're reading from the God's Word translation. Let's begin. Job chapter 9. Then Job replied to his friends, "Yes, I know that this is true, but how can a mortal be declared righteous to God? If he wished to debate with God, he wouldn't be able to answer one question in a thousand. God is wise in heart and mighty in power. Who could oppose him and win? He moves mountains without their knowing it, and he topples them in his anger. He shakes the earth from its place, and its pillars tremble. He commands the sun not to rise. He doesn't let the stars come out. He stretches out the heavens by himself and walks on the waves of the sea. He made the constellations Ursa Major, Orion, and the Pleiades, and the clusters of stars in the south. He does great things that are unsearchable, and miracles that cannot be numbered. He passes alongside of me, and I don't even see him. He goes past me, and I don't even notice him. He takes something away, but who can stop him? Who is going to ask him, 'What are you doing?' God does not hold back his anger. Even Rahab's helpers bow humbly in front of him. How can I possibly answer God? How can I find the right words to speak with him? Even if I were right, I could not answer him. I would have to plead for mercy from my judge. If I cried out and he answered me, I do not believe that he would listen to me. He would knock me down with a storm and bruise me without a reason. He would not let me catch my breath. He fills me with bitterness. If it is a matter of strength, then he is the mighty one. If it is about justice, who will charge me with a crime? If I am righteous, my own mouth would condemn me. It would declare that I am corrupt, even if I am a man of integrity. If I am a man of integrity, I have no way of knowing it. I hate my life. It is all the same. That is why I say he destroys both the man of integrity and the wicked. When a sudden disaster brings death, he makes fun of the despair of innocent people. The earth is handed over to the wicked. He covers the faces of its judges. If he isn't the one doing this, who is? My days go by more quickly than a runner. They sprint away. They don't see anything good. They pass by quickly like boats made from reeds, like an eagle swooping down on its prey. Even if I say, 'I will forget my complaining, I will change my expression and smile,' I still dread everything I must suffer. I know that you won't declare me innocent. I've already been found guilty. Why should I work so hard for nothing? If I wash myself with lye soap and cleanse my hands with bleach, then you would plunge me into a muddy pit, and my own clothes would find me disgusting. A human like me cannot answer God. Let's take our case to court. There is no mediator between us to put his hand on both of us. God should take his rod away from me, and he should not terrify me. Then I would speak and not be afraid of him. But I know that I am not like that." Job chapter 10. "I hate my life. I will freely express my complaint. I will speak as bitterly as I feel. I will say to God, 'Don't condemn me. Let me know why you're quarreling with me. What do you gain by mistreating me, by rejecting the work of your hands while you favor the plans of the wicked? Do you actually have human eyes? Do you see as a mortal sees? Are your days like a mortal's days? Are your years like a human's years? Is that why you look for guilt in me and search for sin in me? You know I'm not guilty, but there is no one to rescue me from your hands. Your hands formed me and made every part of me. Then you turned to destroy me. Please remember that you made me out of clay, and that you will return me to the dust again. Didn't you pour me out like milk and curdle me like cheese? Didn't you dress me in skin and flesh and weave me together with bones and tendons? You gave me life and mercy. Your watchfulness has preserved my spirit. But in your heart you hid these things. I know that this is what you did. If I sin, you watch me and will not free me from my guilt. How terrible it will be for me if I am guilty. If I am righteous, I dare not lift my head. I am filled with disgrace while I look on my misery. Like a proud, ferocious lion, you hunt me down. You keep working your miracles against me. You keep finding new witnesses against me. You keep increasing your anger toward me. You keep bringing new armies against me. Why did you take me out of the womb? I wish I had breathed my last breath before anyone had laid eyes on me. Then it would be just as if I had never existed, as if I had been carried from the womb to the tomb. Isn't my life short enough? So stop this and leave me alone. Let me smile a little before I go away to a land of darkness and gloom, to a dismal land of long shadows and confusion where light is as bright as darkness. I'll never return. May God bless the reading of His Word. Today I'm going to make my remarks fairly brief because my promise to you is to average about 10 minutes a show, and lately some of the shows have been over 12 minutes. I'm going to focus on chapter 9, verses 22 through 24 today. And it says, "It's all the same. That is why I say he destroys both the man of integrity and the wicked. When a sudden disaster brings death, he makes fun of the despair of innocent people. The earth is handed over to the wicked. He covers the faces of its judges. If he isn't the one doing this, who is?" Well, here Job is speaking a bit of truth, but he's also got a bit of an emotional outburst going as well. The truth is that disaster comes both to the wicked and the righteous. We've talked about that before. Another way to say it is the rain, which is a good thing, falls upon the righteous and the unrighteous. Stuff happens. Job is answering his friend's accusations here that he must have done wrong in order to be suffering as he is. And then the emotional outburst is when Job says that God makes fun of the despair of innocent people. Well, of course, that is not right. Remember, we have to take the Bible in the context of itself, and the preponderance of evidence is that God is not cruel, but loving. Then Job says that the earth is handed over to the wicked. It is often true that wicked people seem to prosper in many different areas. Money, power, talent, you name it. Well, good for them. As far as I'm concerned, let them prosper here on earth, because that is all they're going to get. My treasures are not here, where moth and rust consume. My treasures are being laid up in heaven, where they are incorruptible. Where do you want your treasure? I'd love to hear your comments. If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 310.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @SteveWebb_#LifespringMedia. Also, be sure you're subscribed to the Lifespring Family Bible in your favorite podcast app. That way you won't miss anything. I'll see you tomorrow when we're back with David and Saul. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.